Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Jerry. Thank you so much for tuning in to Backquote Today. We're talking today about Facebook. This episode is brought to you by Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. When people open Facebook, they expect to see photos and videos of their friends and connections. Facebook may be the place for friends, but it seems to be a place where users might be more interested in adding and sharing content than friends. As fewer users create content and brands post it on Facebook, many users feel that they no longer see the kinds of posts that helped Facebook conquer the social media world. One way the company is meeting the challenge is to promote the camera, the first communication. The outbreak of the coronavirus gave Facebook an opportunity to burnish the image of the technology company. Facebook said it is stepping up efforts to combat misinformation through its app and promote mandatory information and updates on the pandemic. The company has also pledged $1 billion in funding for research and education into the effects of the pandemic in the United States. With an increasing number of active members, it is becoming increasingly well known as a social network for people of all ages, races, genders, ethnicities, religions, and sexual orientations. In 2004, a website was set up to connect students and meet new people. The site was called thefacebook.com and soon became extremely popular on the Harvard campus. After the launch, the creators expanded the site to include students from Stanford, Columbia, and Yale. 2 months later, Zuckerberg, Dustin Moskovitz, and Eduardo Severin founded the first LLC, which would be called Facebook Today. In December of that year, Facebook reached 1 million users and it went crazy. The first version of Facebook was launched on April 1, 2009 and has a total of 1.5 million active users. It would take another 8 years for Facebook's second version, Facebook 2.0, to be officially launched, but that's still a lot of time in the history of social media. The FTC alleged that the company disclosed that it could still share information about app users and Facebook friends with third-party developers on its platform. However, the service reportedly did not disclose that Facebook could share users' information with apps and their friends, even if they also go to the app settings or page and decide against sharing. In April 2014, Facebook announced that it would no longer allow third-party developers to collect data on its users and their friends on its platform. As a promise, the company separately told developers that they could not collect this data if they already had an existing app on the platform. The FTC said Facebook updated the IR statement on October 29, 2020 and will publish it in the next quarter. Q3 2020 reports how many employees Facebook currently has and how many employees it plans to hire for its Q4 2020 and Q2 2020 reports. Founded in 2004, Facebook's mission is to empower people to build communities and bring the world closer together. As Facebook brings in less ad money, people are leaning more than ever toward Facebook, using it to maintain social relationships remotely by coordinating community outreach through Facebook groups and posting their stories. Facebook's mission is the same as its mission as a social network, to connect, share, and connect. According to the New York Times, an internal report found that more than half of the messages users shared were coronaviruses. So Facebook's announcement this morning seems to be designed for the Tampa Bay Times, not for itself. And it seems like a good idea to extend the story, not only for Facebook, but also for other media outlets like the Washington Post and the Los Angeles Times. Live is a social network that uses cameras on computers and mobile devices to broadcast real-time videos to Facebook. It's no secret why Facebook Live is so popular. Unlike traditional videos shared on Facebook, you can see the video in real time. Live is the first of its kind and why it is so successful. Live broadcasters can decide what their video is to be seen and can use the content to engage their audience in moments and events that are important to them. It's a fun and fairly simple way to harness the power of the video to communicate your brand's history and build authentic relationships with your fans and followers in real time. Just like long-distance calls to stay in touch with friends and family, this is a great way to have better relationships in the real world and with the people you love. According to Statista, Facebook is the platform that every demographer uses to stay in touch. The day and time you post on social media can affect the engagement of your posts, so be sure to post on Facebook to reach the most people. If you're like me, you've probably found a good time to post on a social media platform. Thank you all for joining us again on Backquote, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.
Podbot.ai.
Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts.
Step 2, question mark.
Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life.